We can keep things going for a while. I'm just going to plug my notebook back in. First of all, I'd like to just recap a little on what we've seen over the last 2 days. I know you've all been here and all soaked it in, but I think certainly the interest from the political sphere, from Special Minister of State, Senator Abetz, and also from the opposition, hopefully shows that these issues have got a little bit of currency in those echelons, or at least there's somebody waving a flag that's being seen by those particular people. I'd like to think that what Mark Shuttleworth had to say about open source in a wider community and social context has maybe sunk into a few brains. It certainly got me thinking a little bit about it's not all just about money and so forth. And I think a very great thank you is offered and owed to the reps from Ajimo, to John Grant, to Patrick Caglione, and all the team there who worked not only on the guide but also on supporting the conference and getting that information across you. I hope you grabbed copies of that guide. I'm told that not too many trees had to die in the production of the paper copies, and that they'd infinitely prefer you to grab an electronic copy from their website, which was available within minutes, I think, of the Senator's speech. So there must be a very good... Automatically. I wonder what system was responsible for that. Yes. All right. Obviously, we wouldn't be here without a great many other people contributing, and I have a list, otherwise I'd forget names and people and places and so forth. So I'll mention a few of these, and then if I'm still waffling on, we might have a brief break while we wait for Pia to arrive to give Volante's closing speech. So I would like to thank all the senators, both of them, the Honourable Senator Abetz, the Honourable Senator Conroy. Their time was quite valuable. Our keynote speakers, Elizabeth, Gordon Werner, Mark Shuttleworth, Patrick Caglione, John Grant, and all of our other speakers, because really a conference like this relies on people sharing. It's trite, and you've probably heard people say it before at open source conferences, but one of the best things about open source is the people involved are already used to sharing what they're doing, so they feel quite happy coming along for things like this to say, this is it, this is what we've got to offer. So thank you to all of them. I'll go into some more detail on our sponsors, but I would like to thank Volante. I'll let Pia speak about Volante when she arrives. Blake Dawson Waldron, for those of you who turned up last night, I think you'll agree with me that it was a very nice spread, and we'd all like to work at the top of one of the few office towers in Canberra. You don't have to look at car parks. You can actually get a nice building if you try. Custom Technology, ongoing supporter of our efforts. Thank you, Gordon, up there. A bunch of people behind the scenes helped out, and a bunch of organisations behind the scenes helped us out. AUG, obviously, that's me wearing my AUG hat, provided basically all of the effort behind the conference. We were supported ably by the Committee for Linux.conf.au and also Linux Australia. And there are some individual people who deserve a bit of thanks. So why don't I mention them now, and then we'll take a 5-minute break while we wait for Pia. In no particular order, Liz Carroll, the Org Executive Manager, Executive Director, I'm going to get her title wrong, but the power behind the throne, if you like. Gordon Hubbard himself, taking off his custom technology hat, putting in a great deal of effort. Thank you, Gordon. Michael Still, the man of many laptops, who was here yesterday, some of you will remember. David Perdue, who's the President of Org, and Pierre Smith, who's the Vice President and also doing Volante things, Vice President of Linux Australia, Jeff War, Lindsay Beaton, who ably manned, personed, I should say, she'll kill me for saying manned, personed the counter. For those of you who are wondering, yes, she's also my wife, and she was the one who said, you know what, you need my help, so thank you to her. Ian Oy, a great presentation and a great deal of support in things behind the scenes. All of you as delegates. And I have a few more remarks, but I'm going to hold on to them for a few moments. So have a breather. Take 5 seconds to stretch your legs or whatever you need to do. And when Pia returns, we'll get Volante's closing comments. So thank you. Sounds success. So, while we wait for Pia to prepare, I'll give you a few comments on Volante. When Volante first became involved, I thought, Volante, I know them for other reasons to do with other certain vendors that you are probably all familiar with. And then Pia showed me the list of open source partners and open source products that Volante actually has and works with. And I was pretty surprised and impressed, I must say, that you had quite such that breadth of involvement and experience. So that, I think that speaks volumes for their commitment to the community and their commitment to the concept of open source. I'm probably stealing half of her speech here.
No, it's very good. Go for it. You're doing a good job.
I'm doing a good job. Can you tell I've worked in sales before?
Okay, first thing I'm going to do, again, is boot up. Next thing I'm going to do is say, so, this wonderful bottle of Cab Sav, excellent year, is up. Is there anyone else that wants to put a business card in? No, no. Don't rush us once.
Yes, Abby's.
Yeah, you just want the wine.
Is that bottle of wine in the content management system?
Exactly. But if anyone else wants to throw a business card in, please throw it down and go from there. So the South African and Danish are coming in. Any Australian? Oh, no, sorry. Please, someone else. There we go. Okay, we're gone. And then I'll get my wonderful... What's that word? I'll get my wonderful assistant, Sharon, to come and... Darren's not responding very well. Oh, thank you. That's not two of your own cards, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Look, just these extra five cards.
Yeah, exactly. None of them are really mine, honestly. Well, just to show that it's not me. So the last 6 months I've been involved doing their open source strategy. It was really interesting, actually. The first thing that we had to do was look at the Department of Commerce tender, which although we didn't get on as a primary contractor, we're a subcontractor for about six of the primary contractors. So that turned out pretty good. And going through that process was fascinating because I found that there's a lot of small companies in this space, a lot of small companies, as I saw in the figures before from AGMO. There's a few really big guys in this space, but there's not many sort of in the middle there. And so I really wanted to endeavour to get Volante to that level. So give me 1 second, I'll just give you a couple of brief slides. Too much stuff. Do that. I might show you a couple of key things. I might even just show you this. So, one of the things that I found was that Volante, so there's not a lot of big guys, a lot of small guys, not a lot really in the middle, and it was really important to me to take the things that I've learned out of the open source community and be able to apply that at a corporate level. Exactly what I was talking before. Oh, hold on. my suit jacket isn't there. I'm supposed to put that on. Okay, just because I'm in the corporate group now, so can't be getting people confused. But, what I was talking before about being able to take those lessons from the community, I'm really trying to take that through to the corporate level. And we found that we've created a lot of relationships with not only the big companies that you would traditionally think of in this space, the IBMs and the HPs and the Red Hats and the Novell and such. And we have very, very good partnerships in a lot of those companies, in all those companies. But what I've tried to do is take all the small guys who have specifically the expertise, who have products, who have the knowledge of this space for the last 10, 15 years, and be able to take that to a broader audience, as well as building up our expertise so that we can offer, I guess, a lot of the skills, but never really endeavour to being able to cover everything. I don't know about you guys, but I'm quite over someone coming to me and saying, hey, I can give you the absolute best of open source from in-house. And you just know it's not true. It's such a huge world of software. But I'm really quite proud to be able to say that I believe Volante can actually deliver the best that is available out there with our partners, with the smaller companies that we work with community relationships that we have. And I've tried to build this system where we work with our software partners, with our hardware partners, and particularly with the community to be able to bring a single point of contact for the open source world. A couple of key things that I think we're able to do, a couple of key differentiators, I guess, in this space. We're independent. I have looked at all the many different types of open source software out there, including, obviously, the different Linuxes out there, but also a whole bunch of other software. Open source certainly isn't just Linux. There's a whole bunch of software out there that are really useful for your IT infrastructure, and it's really good to be able to look at, okay, well, I want that application. I don't necessarily want to run it on that or that, but I do want to run it perhaps on this and be able to have that choice and still be able to have that commercially supported. Something like Apache or MySQL, for instance, can run on Linux or MySQL or a whole bunch of other stuff. And you need to be able to have that certainty of support for your open source applications, even if it's not running on Linux. In terms of Linux, we've chosen to support four distributions of Linux. These four I believe to be commercially viable, and I believe to have different areas where they are useful to people. The four are obviously Red Hat Linux, the Novell SUSE SLES, the Sun JDS and JES, and Ubuntu Linux as well, which is a commercially supported version of Debian for anyone that doesn't know. It's a fairly new operating system. But between the four of them, I think it covers mostly what people need and what people are looking for. I believe that not any one of them covers every area of what you can do with open source. And as an independent solutions provider, I'd like to hope that by coming to us to talk about what you want to do with open source, we can figure out which one of those would suit, if at all, which open source technologies would be able to suit, and these kinds of things. So the independent solutions provider, I think, is a really big part of it. The other thing about Volante is that they have a huge range of skill sets. So we've obviously got the Windows capability. We've obviously got a lot of Unix capability. We actually do a lot of Unix support, particularly for government at the moment. We do a lot of NetWare support. There's one of our customers here today that we've done a lot of NetWare support for. And we've also done a bit of Linux support in the past, ramping that up very, very quickly. And we've already got a whole bunch of new things that have happened in the last 6 months. So that's ramping up extremely quickly. But yeah, able to draw from those different skill sets means that you can ensure that you're going to have interoperability. You can ensure that you can derive whatever benefits you out of those different things, and also a smooth migration tract as well. Committed to contributing to the open source community, I obviously believe this is fairly important, and with my background it makes a lot of sense. By working very closely with community, it means that we're aware of the new technologies out there, we're aware of who is the best to deliver those, where the active communities are, all the things that are important to deciding which open source technologies are going to best suit you. And you also know that we'll do our very best to make sure that whichever direction you take is sustainable and completely commercially supported. And the last thing is that we offer a very comprehensive support infrastructure. You know that you're going to get your rural support. You know you're going to get your SLAs, whatever SLAs you need to get, we can provide. We have some brochures here, that there's some out here and there's some outside, that go through the sort of capabilities we have. In just 6 months, we've been able to ramp up to 35 engineers that have varying levels of skill, and about half of those will be certified within the next 2 months on Red Hat certification, SUSE, the Novell NLP, I think it's called, and LPI certifications. Personally, I really like the LPI certification because it's vendor neutral, but that's a whole new discussion. So, and the other thing that is defined within these packs is the solution suites that I've put together. And the solution suites are, I think, really useful. They ensure that you're not going to be too focused on just one small area of what's available out there in this space. So I've got a security suite, which goes through a bunch of different stuff that you can do that I'm sure we've all heard to death about security stuff. Web, enterprise, system management, office servers, workstation, migration solutions, and database and development. The big areas that I think are of most interest to people at this point is Unix migration, NetWare migration, and database migration, whether that be to Oracle on an open source platform or to a open source database on an open source or other platform. And those are my wedding photos, I apologize. That was not scripted. Anyway, I've got a CD in there. What I'm really trying to do, and it's got a few business case reasons and all that kind of stuff in the back just so that it's useful for you to go through, and if you already know them, it's useful to show your upper management and stuff as well. I guess what I'm trying to do is to bring not only the entire Australian capabilities to our fingertips to be able to help with what you're trying to achieve, but to bring the entire global spectrum of skills and software and documentation to your fingertips as well. And I believe that this is very important, and my battery's going to die. So, and I also feel slightly uncomfortable doing a community talk and then a corporate talk today, so I'm going to keep it really short. That's about all I had to go through. I highly recommend grabbing the packs that we've got. It'll give you a better idea. And if you want to talk about it some more, I'm actually considering, I'm going to be moving down to Canberra in the next couple of months, so I'm happy to go through it with any of you now or another time. I'll keep it sweet and short. Any questions?
One in the middle there.
Hey, Grant.
What were your main product areas in support? Just services?
No. The main areas at Volante are... Okay. Volante is about 900 people. It's a... on the stock exchange. It's a fairly large company. And the breadth of what it does, it covers hardware, it covers software, infrastructure, managed service support, general support. It basically covers a bunch of stuff. And what I've tried to do with the open source space is to bring as many products to people's attention, commercially supported products, and so that they have the choice of what we can do. The real aim is to go out to organizations that are interested in this stuff and organizations that aren't interested in this stuff and be able to look at what they have, what their business goals are, and where they're trying to go, and to figure out which open source technologies are going to help them achieve that. I believe that you shouldn't be trying to, for customers, to drill this in, that open source is the only choice. I'd like to get as much open source out there as possible. However, really going in and looking at it from a strategic point of view rather than just you want a web server, let's do this. Oh, you want a file server, let's do this. I'm trying to take more of an overall strategic point of view as to what technologies can help them. I mean, there's a huge world of software out there that can help them. So we do implementation, we do support, we do a whole bunch of stuff, and again, trying to use as many of the smaller companies we can. So, I mean, for instance, we've just gone in for a bid for OpenOffice on XP for about 400 clients for a customer, and we're taking in SI2 with us. They're an excellent company. They've done that a lot. It makes a lot of sense for us to work with them and to be able to leverage that and to use, the skills that we can bring to that as well. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool.
Any other questions?
I just blow you all away, don't I? Yeah.
I think they're actually about 4 minutes ago.
Sorry, it's a serious problem. I will try to slow down, maybe another 5 years or so, and I should be fine. If there's no questions, then the packs are up here. There's more outside, and there's also my business cards outside if you want to have a chat about this. There's also Darren Barnes up the back, who I'm sure would be happy to chat about any of this. And thank you all very much.
Thank you, Peter. Right. Now, you've already heard half of my closing remarks. I had to entertain them with something. Really, the rest of my closing remarks, obviously, thanks again to everyone involved, all of our speakers and so forth. Our sponsors, Volante, really made this conference possible. The conference this year has moved from very much under the wings of LCA to basically standing on its own two legs, and that's only possible when you get support from the community, and that's all aspects of the community, both vendors, people out there doing the work, policymakers and so forth. So I'd once again like to thank Volante for their support. Our other sponsors, whom I've already mentioned, but I'll mention again, Blake Dawson Waldron. If ever you need canapes, don't think of them as lawyers, think of them as the finest caterers in the known... No. and Custom Technology, who, again, are a great supporter of the community. And I won't try and substitute for what Gordon can tell you, but I encourage you, if you're at all interested, talk to Gordon. He's here, and his contact details are also available. Thank you, everyone, for attending. You've probably haven't noticed it, but behind the scenes I've gone from an absolute panicked, insane wreck yesterday morning to feeling fairly relaxed now, because there's really not much more for me to do than to sum up and finish things off. But really, the way that this conference will grow and improve is with your feedback. So I really encourage you, if you haven't filled in that feedback form, or if you've lost one and would like to fill in one, do so and drop it in the box that's out on the front counter. It's obvious to me that there are still untapped areas in the community out there. There's local government far and wide doing things that, thanks to the tyranny of distance and the cost of travel and so forth, they just don't have an opportunity to get here and tell us about it when we're in Canberra, and equally they'll probably have problems in other venues. But Open Computing and Government 2006 is already under planning. We already have the first few papers submitted, and I can tell you we'll be on the move. We haven't decided on a venue, but... look out for it and get involved. Last but not least, sorry?
So it won't be in New Zealand?
I don't think it will be in Dunedin in New Zealand.
LCA is actually in Dunedin, New Zealand, so it makes a lot of sense from there.
Although I will quite happily listen to suggestions that it should be held in Queenstown in about the last week of July when the snow is the best. The very last few things. Anyone looking for a taxi, the number to call is 131-008, and the location is Union Court, just off North Road at the ANU. The taxi company will hopefully know what that means. There's only one in Canberra, so they know. And for those of you who need to know where the Union Court just off North Road is, when you walk down the main ramp as you leave the building, the large paved area immediately on your right is Union Court. So. And with that... I'd like to thank you all for the last time, wish you all a pleasant journey, or if you're staying on for LCA for the rest of the week, I wish you a most enjoyable week, and I wish you a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Start presenting.
So you're first, Nick?
Yeah. I'd like to present something.